So, dear friends, my goodness, so last week I began moving us into the week before Thanksgiving in a sense of having an awareness of gratitudes and being thankful. And I was talking about thanks-living, so living it, being aware that there is stuff that goes on all the time and we're grateful in all situations, not for all situations, as Scripture says. We are grateful in all situations because we recognize that we have that presence and that power that is there with us through the challenges, the difficulties, as well as through sharing the excitements and the joys with us. So I gave, we handed out, and for those of you online, you could touch into the office if you wanted. You could create your own list for each of the days. And I find it helpful for me sometimes to have a little bit of a nudge or a little bit of a suggestion because somebody says, we'll do this. And I'm like, I can't think of anything. So I did put, okay, on this date, what are you thankful for in nature? What are you thankful for with your family and friends? Excuse me. And so I'm just curious of, is there anyone who'd like to share or post something online of what that experience was like for you? And as you're sitting there, if you went, oh, I didn't do that, embrace yourself in that, as opposed to the same old, I'm going to beat myself up. Oh, my gosh, I had an opportunity. I didn't do it. Or the heck, I didn't even care to do it. And that's okay, too. It was a suggestion, an opportunity. And so just embrace now. You might want to pick it up. You might have written down one day. So full disclosure, there was a lot happening the first 2 days, and I went, oh, like about the third day, I went, oh, my gosh, I told him to do that. I didn't do it. And yet I realized, and I could go back to those moments throughout those two or three days where I felt that gratitude. And so I'm just inviting you to step into it, as Greg said yesterday, and we'll be speaking about that in just a moment, Reverend Greg, to lean into it a little bit. Thanks living is just becoming a little bit more step by step of the gratitudes every day. And one of the things this morning I noticed as I was preparing a little bit for today, and where I sit on my couch and I can see the St. Joseph River, and then it comes into a channel by my place. And I don't know if a boat went by or what, but all I saw was this movement on the water. And there was light from the sunshine. And it made the most beautiful pattern. And it was just like a meditation. It was like a moment of God. And so I just invite you to be aware in the next days, those little moments that come that are those wonderful, special blessings for you as we lead up to Thursday and to a grander celebration of Thanksgiving itself and that awareness of what a difference it makes to shift our consciousness. And so I would like to share with you that the Board of Trustees here at Unity of Michiana had scheduled to have Reverend Greg Coles, who is up in Michigan. He was a pulpit ministry like I am, a minister, and then move from that to be the regional representative for all the Unity churches. We call it the Great Lakes region of the Unity churches. There's a board of trustees that volunteers their time and oversees that. Greg is paid to be the representative. And he's a teacher extraordinaire. He has done so many trainings and learned himself. And he comes and he supports boards. He supports ministers. He supports ministries in any kind of way that you might need that with a clarity. And so he came and he did a workshop with the board and some of our lay people here in the church. He did that yesterday. And it was such a wonderful time of bonding and coming together and being able to say, you know, I'm a little concerned. I'm a little worried about this. Where oftentimes we go, oh, we're not supposed to talk about that, right? We're positive people, right? No. No, yes, we are positive people, and yet what that means is we embrace it all, and we acknowledge ourselves in all our humanness, and also into that place of seeking that which is other than that. And so we had this wonderful time, and I'm going to invite your board of trustees and some of the lay people who participated in the experience to come forward and share. So I'm going to ask you guys, board people, come on, start sitting in the two chairs here, be ready. So do you want to go first, Sue? I would love to have you be first. Are you going to talk, Cecilia? Will you come sit in a chair? Tim? Sue Ellen? Chrissy, you can be poised over here.
Well, first of all, I was really excited to be invited to come to the workshop. I thought, well, this is something really cool. And so I went yesterday, and I was met by this delightful Reverend Greg, and we had this wonderful training that I learned so much from. I learned that the board and the minister and us, we all can work together to make things better. And I mean, I knew that on one level, but I really didn't know what the board did. So I learned a lot of things yesterday, and I hope we can follow through with a lot of the things we learned and help make things better for us. So I'm just tickled I got invited. Thanks.
Thanks, Sue. Glad to have you there. Yeah. Who's next?
So it was really nice to meet Greg. Mm-hmm. You'll have to give me a minute as I get a hold of my emotions, because Greg reminded me that I am a creator.
Yes.
We all are creators. You've created today by making a choice to be here today, whether you're Zooming in online, still in your robe and your slippers, sipping on a cup of coffee, but you're here. You're part of the spiritual community. And together, we create this community. It's a beautiful mosaic of your input, my input, everybody's input. It's not mine and it's not yours. It's ours together, and we build it together. And as your treasurer on your board of trustees, we are making it easier for you guys to access us as your board of trustees. We want your input, considerations, your discussion on how to broaden our horizons, whether that means increasing our attendance or our people, or whether it just means doing more activities together, anything like that. We cherish and value your opinions. We work together to make this a better place for our spirituality. Thank you.
I want to echo what Tim said and what Sue said. I was really delighted to be invited to participate, and I learned so much. I know I'm kind of new to the community, but I learned so much about who we are, who we've been, where we've come from, and I can't wait. I'm so excited about building where we're going with you. I'm so jazzed to be able to participate in growing this community, in being more active and supportive of everyone, whether you're visiting online or whether you're here. We're in this together, and we're doing it together. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
As I was driving here this morning, a voice from my past came, and I think it may be a voice from your past too, possibly. It was, "What the hell's the matter with you, Sue Ellen?" Does anybody recognize that voice? Yeah. "What the hell's the matter with you, Sue Ellen?" It's Denny Martin. He used to say that to me all the time, and I think to other people too, and he said it with affection and love, and I'll just say in a couple of sentences, in about 2016, there was a lot the matter with me. I was so angry, and you couldn't even hardly scratch your acquaintance with me without just all this anger and frustration and everything spewing out. And why is that relevant? because yesterday, Greg Coles, who was the most delightful person, I must say, but he started to talk about how what is inside of you is what you bring, whether you're a board member, you're a minister, you're a congregant, whoever you are. And I started to get hold of that after 3 or 4 years. And I have, Terry. No matter, whoever disagrees with me is just itching for a fight. Does anybody know where that came from? It came from NPR, just itching for a fight. Anyway, I really started to recognize that I was just only hurting who I was. And I started to realize and hear some teachers and think, who you are inside is who you create for your world. And you know, a lot of people who are led to maybe ministry or to be on the board or to be a teacher or a parent, we know how to fix people. We know what we're supposed to do and we know what's the matter with what they're doing. And I was probably a big know-it-all at heart, you know, but anyway. But Greg's message was that we show up to be whoever we are. And if we're not being whoever we are, then we're not doing our job. You know, and he really talked about the roles of the minister, the board, and the congregants. And I think back to that, Madam Secretary, you guys probably think all I do is watch TV, which isn't true, but Madam Secretary and Conrad, who was the president, she was the Secretary of State, and he was always saying to her, stay in your own lane, Bess. Stay in your own lane. And, you know, my lane and your lane is to start from who I bring. And Greg was kind of saying, if you're not living in your joy, if you're not expressing that joy and authenticity, then you're not starting from the right place. So you know what? We all have that. We all have that in equal amounts, no matter what role we play in this congregation. And I just was so affirmed. It seemed like every time Greg talked about, you know, kind of staying in your own lane, he didn't say that, but it seemed like he was looking right at me. But, you know, that's the beauty of who he was as a presenter. But anyway, we start from our own lane, and by that we bring vibrancy and connection and enthusiasm to this congregation. So thank you for bringing Greg. He was a wonderful, wonderful person.
So our youth department also participated, but they're back with the youth. So Patty was present, as was Brandy, as was Martha. And Susan, did you have any words that you cared or, to share? Okay. And I know for myself, too, it was a wonderful opportunity to see things differently as well and to be inspired to be with everyone. And so Chrissy's going to wrap it up for us. Tamara also attended via a Zoom opportunity. And also Colleen and little Ella, her new little baby. So they were with us. We could see them. We have a big screen TV we put up. We could see them. So it was wonderful. So Chrissy has her message, and she has a message from Colleen also.
Good morning, everyone. So first I'm going to, last night we had some late night messages going back and forth between the board about our sharing today. And Colleen really, really wanted to be here. Hi, girl. But she's got little baby Ella. And I said, well, send me a text of what you want to say and I'll say it for you. So she did. And when I read it early this morning, I was like, wow, she wrote what I would have said, but I have my share as well. So this is from Colleen to all of you. I feel very grateful for the opportunity to attend the training with Reverend Greg this weekend. As a newer member of the board and congregation, the weekend opened my eyes to how many resources our church and board have available to use through Unity, including our regional consultant, Reverend Greg, trainings through Unity Worldwide Ministries, and the opportunity to connect with other churches in our area. The training helped clarify for me the expectations for various roles in the community. Reverend Greg encouraged us at the board to be open to disrupting the norms so that we can really focus on putting our resources to meet your needs as our congregation. I came away excited to further listen and to explore how we can best serve and support you as to support you all as our members and work with you on getting creative to be the best church we can be. This weekend felt like it kindled inspiration, and I look forward to working with all of you and our board to continue adding fuel to the fire of our spiritual community. Yeah, thank you, Colleen. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now my reflection, I thank Reverend Greg and Reverend Sandy for bringing this training both to the board. We met Friday night, just us, and then all day Saturday. My reflections for that day was that it was amazing. There were 11 of us in the room, and we ranged from being within Unity for 2 or 3 years, being within this congregation, this community, for 2 or 3 years, to people that have been decades in Unity, and me, Sue Ellen, me being one as well. So I loved the fact that we saw through each other's eyes and through different lenses, and looking at different views and opinions. And that was one of the things that Greg taught us, is that we needed to be open and acceptance of others' opinions, that there's no right and wrong. And that if we do something, if we say, okay, we're gonna do this, and maybe it's not the way we wanna do it, then we'll do something different. You know, I mean, I thought that was a really big message that I picked up on. I came in Friday night feeling very overwhelmed, and the word fear stuck in my head, fear being future events appearing real, projecting what's going to happen 3 months, 6 months, a year down the road. And that was very strong for me on Friday. And when I walked away on Saturday, there was a shift for me, and I was very, very grateful. My shift was that I said to myself, what was mine to do? And mine to do is to learn, live, and grow to give back to this community, to give to me first and then to the community. And that was very powerful for me. And that I'm not alone, and that there's help a phone call away. As we've said, you know, Greg is there for all of us, not just for the board, not just for Sandy, but for all of us. So that was my reflection. It's Thanksgiving weekend week. I am grateful to this community. I'm grateful to the opportunity to be able to serve on the board with my fellow board members and our minister. We do powerful work, but we can't do it without you. So with that, let's grow and learn together. And as Colleen says, put the fire to the spiritual church.
Here we go. It was indeed a firing up experience in so many ways. I think everyone personally felt their own, the fires lit from within, and then recognizing how powerful it is to share that authentically with each other. Not, you know, the little nice and little pretty face that we put forward, or the handsome face or whatever it is, but to just be ourselves and to explore. And because we are changing, our world has changed. COVID was that catalyst to say things are no longer going to be the same. We're not going back to anything. We are going forward into new experiences, new paradigms, and new expressions, and how we are in community together, how we're in spiritual community, how we are in quote-unquote church or that gathering. And so it's exciting to look at how things may change and how we express ourselves and how we are seen. So it's going to be a wonderful time. I did want to include in this service today on what I call Thanksgiving Sunday. It's a Sunday before Thanksgiving. And I always have enjoyed celebrating the ceremony, the symbolic ceremony of communion, common union. And so I'm inviting us into, you know, we all have past religious experiences and beliefs and expectations and things that we are taught or what things might mean. And so I'd ask if there's any, I had the opportunity to grow up in unity. Not everyone did. But I would ask us all if we can set those aside for a moment and perhaps look differently at what communion represents. And the word communion is from Latin, communio. It means sharing in common or one with. And we know that the symbolic celebration of communion was started after the Last Supper, as it was called, that Jesus shared with his disciples. And if we can recognize that Jesus was sharing a metaphysical, spiritual lesson with his disciples, and that is what the celebration of this is for each of us as an individual, the spiritual ideas that Jesus was sharing in his awareness of our oneness with infinite spirit. And he did that through a symbolic sharing to remind us of that. And so as you choose to, you do not need to come forward, but the invitation is there to create this experience for yourself as like a special meditative experiential ceremony or moment of opening into spirit. And in unity, Charles Fillmore talked about the bread that was celebrated at the Last Supper and that Jesus shared. The bread would actually represent, and also the wine, represents substance and energy. So this is the lesson that Jesus was teaching. He was teaching us through his own, speaking of his body, but he was speaking of the body of all creation and all that is. The substance, the allness of infinite presence and spirit that we would call God, not a person or a super being, but the essence, the substance of all that is creation that continues, that always has been, that continues to create and always will be. And so the bread represents substance, the wine represents energy, life energy. And a dearly loved minister who is no longer with us on this planet, Reverend Ed Townsley, said, by sharing the elements, in other words, when we come together to participate in this symbolic ceremony, by sharing the elements in an energy of spiritual community, we are individually and collectively committing ourselves to maintaining our spiritual purpose as our highest priority. Isn't that what Jesus was inviting the disciples into? Not an awareness of him as being the avenue to God being the go-between. He was saying to them, you are, and it's just like what we all learned as a board in this training and as the lay people that were with us today. It's us. It's in each of us. And that's the lesson that Jesus was wanting to share with his disciples. And so we come together today for that experience of common union, community union. So I'm going to move up here. So going back to scripture, I love to pull some scripture from the ancient Eastern manuscripts of the Lamsa Bible. And in St. Matthew 26:25, it says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. So we can understand that what he was saying is take and eat of the substance of the consciousness of infinite spirit, not personally his body, but the essence of all substance, all being, all energy of life. So I would invite you, if you choose to participate, as you take this piece of bread, which for those of us who have dietary concerns is gluten-free and egg-free and dairy-free and everything, just so you will know that. And, of course, the wine are non-fermented grapes, meaning grape juice. So as we participate in this, remember that it is the symbol, the recognition, and as you come forward and as you take this in, you recognize, you're affirming this is your body, your energy, your substance, and you're reaffirming and you're creating that common union with infinite spirit. In Luke 22, verse 29, it says, "And when he had taken some bread and given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body, which is given for you. This is me being here, sharing with you, not my actual body, but my awareness of that inner consciousness that is within each of you.'" And oftentimes, I think it has been taken mistakenly. And so, and he ends it with saying, "Do this in remembrance of me." Do this in remembrance of what you have learned, of that higher consciousness. And so I partake of that substance. And I let it move through my being in that remembrance of our oneness and of that spiritual, gracious body of all. And from the wine, which is the energy or the flow, like in Jesus, he represented it to the blood in his body, not the actual physical. It's the circulatory system is what he's referring to. The circulatory system exists in all of nature, in all of creation. It exists in us as the inflow and the outflow of our breath. It exists in the ocean with waves come up on shore and they recede. It is the energy of all creation continuing to move and be. And so from scripture, from the ancient Eastern manuscripts, the Lamsa Bible, St. Matthew 26:27. "Then he took the cup, and gave thanks." Notice that that was one of the first things he did, both with the bread and the wine. He took that and he gave thanks. What he was doing, he was recentering in that which is truth. Gave thanks, gratitude, and gave it to them saying, "Take, drink of it, all of you." In other words, that invitation to each and every one of us to live in that place of the wholeness, the allness, the fullness. And from Mark 14:23-24, this is from the New Revised Standard Version, so it's a more common version of the Bible. "Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and all of them drank from it." Drank from the energy of all life. "And he said to them, 'This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many.'" This is the life energy of the new covenant, which his new covenant was to love ourselves and to love our neighbors. So his covenant that he brought to us, the teaching of the flow of all life, is about expressing the love and expressing that flow in all of creation and in all that we do. That doesn't mean that we're all smiley face. Love embraces all. It embraces the bumps and the bobbles and all the things, and yet reminds us that we are so much more than that in our infinite divine presence self. And so he says that his blood is poured out for many, meaning he came to this earth to share, to say here is a different way to look at things than we have. And so in partaking of the grape juice wine, let it be that which re-energizes and flows in your entire system, in your metaphysical body, in your higher body, reminding you of the energetic flow of all creation. And for those of you who are experiencing through the live stream, if you had your own experience of communion with gratitude, we celebrate that awakened consciousness within each of us to recognize the beauty of the message that Jesus shared. We are the one. We are the creators, the co-creators. And together we make community. We connect with each other and we share that forth. And so in closing, I would like to share two quotes with you. One is from a very famous author, William Arthur Ward. Gratitude can transform common days into thanksgivings, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. Let us carry that in our hearts through this week as we remember the amazing transformation that gratitude brings. And Josie Robinson, who was the author of, I think it was called Blessings in a Jar, she says, let gratitude come into your body and enjoy the feeling it gives you. Let it come in. Feel it. Gratitude is a power that instantly washes away stress and tension. Allow yourself to be healed by it. My gratitude for all of you and for this spiritual community goes forth for the blessings that I have received from each and every one of you in your connection with me, in the conflicts that sometimes we have, which are the crucible to bring forth transformation, the joy we have shared together, the open hearts and the love, the hugs. To all of you, my heart goes forth. I say thank you to those of you via our live stream. Blessings, one and all. Happy Thanksgiving.